Good morning, Masechet Brachot, Daf Samech Gimel. We're starting on top of the Amud, but the sugya already ended yesterday and started at the beginning yesterday, and I finished off with the last few lines. Just quickly go back on Samech Bet Amud Bet. We had a machloket there with Rava, who wants to say that spitting is mutar in the Beit Knesset, and he doesn't learn from, he learns that it's in the Beit HaMikdash. We had the Na'al was Asur. Even though the Nair is an Asur, the Rekike is Ma'us, and therefore from a Kal Vachomer. So we got this guy who's a Maksha who's arguing with Rabbi, and he says to him in the end, he says, no, learn it, not from Mina, but from Kapandria. And Rabbi says, but wait a second, there's a Chumra Kula, and he says to him as well, the last line of Amud Bet, of Samach Bet, Amale Ana Hachika, that's what I meant to say, name Hachi the Chumra, Hachi the Chumra. So then both the Chumra, right, and that's what I ended off yesterday. And then he says, like this, Va'ema. And say, Harabai to Asur B'minal, Harabai to Asur B'minal, Rashi says, Yeh, Afinan Rekika Minei Li Yisura, learn an Yisur Kal Vachomer from spitting to shoes. Levo Mimal Aval, Bera Knesset, right? The Mishra Shaste says there, that Beit HaYi should say Bera Knesset. The Shari Minal, where shoe is mutar to wear shoes in the shul, there, Adi Alif Minal, instead of learning from Minal Uleheter, and allowing spitting in a shul from the heter of shoes, Nadef Mikapandria will Asur. He says, you're right. We've got a shoe on the one hand, and we've got Kapandria in the Beit HaMikdash. Both of them are Asur. But in the shul, just like Kapandria, still Asur even in the shul, like Beit HaMikdash, learn Rekika spitting there as well. Rav doesn't bother. I say, Ela Amar Rav Kiveto. Rav says, no. At the end of the day, Kiveto, what is a person's house? Ma Beto, a Kapandria, a Kapandria. People, a lot of people walking through their houses and making shortcuts through their houses. So Rekika, right? So therefore, he says, Rekika, people don't worry so much about people wearing shoes or spitting in that. Remember that the house that we're speaking about here, a house would never have a floor like ours. That is sand floor. Because if you spit on the floor, you could just easily comb it over. Right? They don't worry. So too about a Knesset, which is more like a bayit. Right? The Kapandre is Asur, people are fussy in their own houses, but Rekika or Minal would still be Shari. Okay. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet. We're coming to the end of the Mishnah here. The Mishnah says over there, Kol Chotmei Brachot Shebe Migdash. We saw this on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, right? About five lines up from the end before the Mishnah ends. Kol Chotmei Brachot Shebe Migdash. Every time they ended off a broken Beit HaMikdash, are you omrim Ad HaOlam? They would say Ad HaOlam. And there, remember, we said Mishikilkulu at Tzedukim when the Tzedukim started insisting that Ramu Enlam Ela Echad is an Olam Abba, Hidkinu Sheyu Omrim Min Olam Va'ad Olam. Right, they'd be from this world to that world. And Rashi there explained to us our idea of Min Olam. He said Ramu Enlam Ela Zeh Hidkinu Ezra V'Siato Sheyu Omrim Min Olam Ad Olam Lomar Sheshnei of the two worlds Lotzi Mileva Tzedukim HaKofrim Betchiat Hamaitim. So I said, there's this world and the next world, and therefore we always say. Then the Mishnah there as well said at the end of that sugya there on the Mishnah. Let's go back there quickly. So he said then, "V'hitkinu she'adam shoel shalom chaveiro." A person always asks his friend b'shem with Hashem's name. Shem Rabbi Nei Boaz ba'im beit lechem. He said, "Vayomer lekotrim Hashem machem." Boaz said, "Hashem machem." Akudim benekiv. Vayomer Hashem ayerach Hashem. Then the pasuk, the Mishnah brought a couple of psukim there. Brought two other psukim. We'll see that in a second, right? And we learned as well that you don't say Amen the Bemish Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. This doesn't seem to be here. We'll see it in the Gemara in a second. Okay. So now we carry on with our Gemara on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down from the bottom of the top of the Amud. Kol Chotmei Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Kol Kach Lamedi. What do I need all of this for? Min Olam Va'ed Lamed. The Gemara says, why? If you say only Amen Bemish, we don't say Amen. Amen means Amen. Was to be nine shall only Amen in the Mikdash. Where do we know? How do we answer Amen in the Mikdash? We've got a pasuk over here, and the pasuk says, "Vayomru Aleviim Yeshuv Karmel Ben Chashchena Sharvia VeChodia Shchena Etc." Says, "Kumu Baruchu Et Hashem Elokeichem, come and bless Hashem your God, Min Haolam Ad Haolam, VaYevarchu and VeVarchu." What do they say after that? Shem Kvodecha Umromam Al Kol Bracha UTehila. Says, okay. So he says, "Kumu Baruchu Hashem Elokeichem." Min olam ad olam, vayomru, vayevarchu, shem v'lecho v'ram akol bracha otila. Right, so the Gemara says, like look at Rashi there, the third one, lies at the top. Vayevarchu shem v'kavodecha, Rashi says, that's baruch shem kavod malchuto l'olam ved, bet shin kaf mem lamed vav, onim, that's the answer. Mavarech Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Milam Ad Olam. Rashi says the Mefarsh Betosefta Shetiknu Milam Ad Olam Lehodiah Shel Olam Hazeh Lifnei Olam Haba Klum. Right, because people want to decide that there's that Shel Olam Hazeh El Lifnei Olam Haba Klum Ela Kaprosdor Lifnei Atraklim. This world is like a passage into the new world. Klomar Hinigu Brichotav Olam Hazeh. Make your brachas in this world. Kedai Liot Regim Olam Haba Shekulo Aruch. This is get the schut in the next world. So Gemara says, Yachol Kol Brachot Kulan Tehilahalan Tila Achat. Talmud Lomar Merom Al Kol Brachot. On every single brocha, you have to say this separately. Not on all the brochas together. Kol Brachot Bracha Ten Lo Tehila. Give Hashem His necessary praises. Then we said over there, Kin Shei Adam Shoel B'Shalom Chevro. Here we saw again with Boaz that the Chachamim Metakein, Ezra Metakein, that you would say Yerech Hashem and Hashem Machem, etc. The Gemara says, My Vomer. Why do we have those few pasukim there? We had Vomer. We had one pasuk and then two pasuk and then third pasuk. What's like his why? Because we would say like his baby would say Vechita me Boaz midate the Rav Sheka. Amar Boaz, he said it on his own by his own volition. It wasn't a halacha. The Rashi v'lo gamin amin. I can't learn anything from Boaz. Okay, big deal. So Boaz said it. Why must we learn it? Toshma. Then the Gemara says Hashem imach gibor achayil. That's what he saw with the angel over there. The second pasuk, which was in Shoftim, Vayar Lav Malach Hashem, Vayom Lav. The angel saw him and said Hashem imcha gibor achayil. So we might think, okay, so angels are sad, but Vechita malachud dakam. It's only angels. They said it to Gidon, right? But not us. Maybe it's just Malachu Damakar Gidon. Klomar Lo Sha'al B'Shlomo. He wasn't asking him how he was. V'lo Baruch Hu didn't bless him. Ele B'Shlichut Gamar Me'et HaMakom. The angel was saying, V'yara Malach Hashem V'yom Elav Hashem Imach Gemor HaChayil. Meaning I'm coming from Hashem. He was just mentioning a fact, but not any particular type of greeting of any kind. Rashi says, Levasro She'ashchin Emor. Tell you that Hashem is with him. V'lo Gamin Menei. We can't learn anything from it either. Therefore, Toshma, we bring the third pasuk. Altavoz kiziknai mecha. The third pasuk we brought over there is that from Mishlei, which says Shma l'avicha zei l'adech v'altavoz kiziknai imech v'omer. And the pasuk there says Et l'asot shem faru toratecha. That there are times when you are meant to may fear the Torah. In other words, you're allowed to invoke Hashem's name. And Amarava says like this. Amarava haikra. This pasuk over here, Et l'asot shem faru toratecha, we can learn in both directions. Mereish l'sefer midrash, misefer l'drash midrash. We learn from the beginning backwards or forward. Mirashi is safer. If we learn from the beginning to the end, we say Eitas Hashem is a time to do Hashem's work. Why? My time. We have to sometimes do things a little bit differently. We throw might have expected. And me say federation, we can go the other way as well. If we learn in the end midrash, we can learn like I say, Feru Tradecha. There's sometimes you've got to do things differently from the Torah would have expected. My timer. Mishum eight lasotim, because now's the time to do what Hashem wants. So too, when it comes to greeting people, we're allowed to invoke Hashem's name, something which Martin thought would be done. Tanya Halya Hila Zakon Omer, he'll say it like this. Beshaat Hamachnisin Pazer. Right? So now, while we right, on this idea of Eit Lasot Lashem, we're talking about now that there are times when we might think that things are different from the Torah's perspective, but nonetheless we have to act differently. So I skipped out those Rashi's, I can just carry on quickly. Right, this is like this. Hillel says, B'sha'at ha-machnisin, look at Rashi there, B'sha'at ha-machnisin, she'ein chachmei hador marbitzim Torah talmidim, words when there's internalization, people have turned inward, and people aren't out there teaching Torah. So then, pazer, Rashi says, ata, you go out, you spread out to teach Talmidim. And Bishat Amefazrim. But when there are lots of people, Rashi, Bishat Shagadolim, Shebador, Marbitin, when the Gedolei Ador of their generation, they themselves are busy teaching Torah, Kanes. Then you, look at Rashi, Kanes Ata, you, Veloti Tol Sharalim, and don't try and take rulership above them. Don't try and be big shots in Nayo. The Avzor Lichvod Shamayim. That's also sometimes you might think that the Shlichut has to go and teach Torah and to go and be a big shot and give Shimul over the show and publicize your Shim, etc., etc., etc. But the Gedolim are doing it. So Hillel's telling you at this time now, you might think that it's a big deal. On the contrary, do the opposite. Be humble. And that's why the Torah says, Eit lasot Hashem, heferut ratecha. Don't go and teach. On the other hand, if you see that there's a generation that want Torah, right? So then, pazer, go out. Look at Rashi, yeah? If you see the Torah, va'al tatil divrei Torah bizayon, right? Don't just disgrace the Torah by throwing it away. Shdema yesh mefazer v'nosaf od. V'im reit ador she'ein atrachem v'lav. On the other hand, if you see that the door isn't interested, right? So then, so that's the Rashi over there. If you see that it generation is ein atrachem v'lav, then al tatil divrei Torah lebizyon. Then don't go and disgrace the Torah by giving shurim and no one's coming and everyone's belittling you, mocking you, kanes. go inside. Why? Shnema etas tosh nebe vertro techa. Look at Rashi there on the Tosfot side. Hevertro techa milafazra b'shasha kinus l'shem shamay. Sometimes not teaching Torah is l'shem shamay. Okay, difficult things we have to understand. Darish bar kapara taught like this. Still on the subject of etas l'shem. Zalat kibbutz kana mine. We got a pasuk over here. Right, there's a Rashas over here, which I saw earlier. Okay, skip it down. It says like this: Zarat kibbutz kane minei. Look at Rashi. Zarat kibbutz kane minei. Im ra'ita pragmatia bezo. If you see that at the moment commodities are very cheap, kibbutz v'kana minei. Go quickly buy them. V'asof and gather them together. She'sofal itaker. That's a bit of musar over here. Batad leit gavar, and he says as well, where there isn't a man, batad leit gavar, the piece with no mensch, taman havei gavar, there you've got to be a man. It's actually a sign I saw up in Beitat Futsot, in a place where there is no man, be a man, something to that effect. Amar Abai, Shmamina, what do we learn from this? Abai says, batar de it gavar, taman lo tave gavar, means that in places there, Abai says, he learns the corollary, he says, so therefore, when there's no gedolim, there's no one's behaving properly, you got to go out there and be the right person. But in a place where there are plenty of people behaving, they're all doing the right thing, you don't have to be that. You can sit back and be comfortable. Gemara says, Pshita, what's the chiddush of Abai? Gemara says, we still need it. Why? Ele b'sheshneihem shavin. It would depend if you are equal. Look at Rashi there. Pshita had Abai lami. Why is this chiddush of Abai? Pshita shlo yore adam halacha v'nei rabot. Pashut, if the guy's a gadol, and you're a pashut guy, you can't go and pass a loch in front of him. So therefore, you sit back, let him do the teaching. What's Abai teaching us? So Gemara says, no, b'shneshneihem shnavin. He says, yeah, im bet b'et b'makom tamid chacham, im bat b'makom tamid chacham. If a gadol ador comes there, or some tamid chacham comes, ve'ein cha gadol mimenu, and he's not bigger than you, or you're not bigger than him, right? Ella, but I'm adding in you now, you shove him. Then ultralaterally draws bim komo. There's already a gadol over there, right? And he's teaching, and you arrive in his place. Or around, in other words, the new guy on the block, if you aren't greater than the person there, you don't have to teach. You sit down. If you're greater than five, if you shove him, then you must know your place. Darish bar kapara, ezu parsha katana. Kapara says, what is a small parsha in the Torah? She'kol gufei Torah tluim ba, that the whole Torah is dependent on it. It's very, very central. Quotes a pasuk over here. The pasuk is a pasuk in Mishlei. Bechol derachecha da'ehu. In all the ways, know him. V'hu yasher orchotech, and he'll straighten out your ways. Rashi says, bechol derachecha da'ehu. Look at Rashi. Even if you're going to avor aveira, da'ehu, ten lev im tzorech mitzvahu. Right? Even if you feel the need to do an aveira, it might be the right thing to do. It says there, for example, Gagon Eliyahu bar HaKarmel, avor aleha. Eliyahu, for example, he built a mizbeach on the time of HaKarmel, when it was an Isur Bamot. There were times in history when we were allowed to build private altars, and times we weren't going to build private altars. I mean, when with Eliyahu and HaKarmel, with the idol worshippers. So it was a time there was asur to build bamot. Nonetheless, Eliyahu and Avi felt the need to build a bama. So he says, Avi, behold, Rachechda, even when you think you do sin, have Hashem in mind. Amar Rava, afilu ledavar avera. And Rava says there as well, afilu ledavar avera. Darash bar kapara. Dar kapara taught publicly, l'olam ilamel adamit beno umanot nekia v'kala. He says, while we're on this concept of Derech Eretz, he says, you should always teach your children trades which are simple and clean. Right? Otherwise, you don't have to work too hard. They won't be able to learn Torah. But now they're going to make a parnosa. They should do something which is not too difficult, not too demanding, and clean. Mahi, what is that? Says bar kapara. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda via machata de talmiyuta. So look at Rashi. He says some sort of embroidery work, and it's like this broshid, right? Broshid shil gvoish. Look at the Kutei Rashi over on the Loaze Rashi. He says broshid is perush rekima. Rekima is embroidery, right? And he says over here, Chaluka tachton. So I'm not sure exactly if it's undergarments or the cases, but Rashi says over here, Talmiyuta, he says, Shatfirot asuyot shurot shot, like in rows, like some sort of needlework or something like that. Ketalmei mani, like furrows. In other words, like furrows in the field are straight and one after the other. So too, needlework, which is a row, something like a needlework or sewing or knitting or a embroidery, some sort of work like that, according to Bar Kapara, is nice and easy work to teach your child. Tarebi Omer, El Olam, Arabi Adam, Re'im Etoch Beito. You shouldn't, Rebbe says, you shouldn't have too many friends at one given time in your house. There's Likutei Rashi over here, which he brings from Sanhedrin. Right? He says over here, Ish Reim Sheshlo Reim Harbe. Right? It have lots. He says the Reim Betoch Beito Shneimar Ish Reim Lihitro Ea. So the play on the words here, Litro Ea from Ra, Rea, Ra, friends, bad, Reim, Ra, etc. Look at the Kut Rashi, he said Litro Ea, Lesof. Meriim lo shemit kotetim. In the end, they're going to turn out bad because you're going to fight them. There's too many people around. In the end, you're bound to fight with somebody. Tani Rabbi Yomer, Ali bani Adam, apotropos b'toch beito. Why is on the subject of your house? Or to appoint some sort of manager for you. Rashi says, apotropos machnis umotzi nechasav. Some sort of manager. B'toch beito. Why? Shimalei lo mina Potiphar Yosef apotropos b'toch beito lo ba'al oto davar. Potiphar never had Yosef there in charge of running his house. What happened with Potiphar? We almost had committed adultery. His wife wouldn't have happened. Tanya Rabbi Yomer, Lama Nishmach the Pasha Dazi the Pasha Tzota. Famous Gemara. This we come in the Masechet Brachot. Lots of halachos are being pushed in here. This is a Gemara in Masechet Tzota. It's like Lama Nishmach the Pasha Dazi the Pasha in the Pasha of the Torah. We read about Nazir and then straight after we read about Sota. So he says like this: Rabbi Domalecha Shekora Roe Sota Bekil Kula. Anybody who sees a Sota, right, in her disgrace, Yazir Asumin Ayin. He must not immediately stay away from wine. Amar Chizki Bered Rav Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lam Yizbecha Parshat Sota Le Parshat Trumot U'Masot. And likewise, why are Parshat of Sota next to the Parshat of Truma and Masot of giving the tithes? Lamar Lecha Kol Sheshto Trumot U'Masot. Anybody who has Trumot U'Masot in their house, Ve'eino Not Nan Lekoin. You don't give them to the coin. They write for his. You don't give them to the coin. Sof Nitzach Lekoin. You're going to end up needing that coin one day. Al Yedei Ishto. Chas B'Sham, let's bring your wife to the coin. The sort you go to Harabait, you go to the coin, and the coin does the whole procedure. If you try and stay away from the coin by not giving him what's rightfully his, the Torah telling you, ultimately you'll find your way to that coin. Shnemar v'ishek kedoshav lo yihiyu. Now, because the pasuk over there says, the pasuk by Midbar says, v'ishek kedoshav lo yihiyu, his, which he has, ish asher yiten la kohen lo yeh, what he gives to the coin will be his. So the samichlei, and the next pasuk Gemara quotes over there, is the pasuk two pasukim later? The Rebbe Neshav Amar Tlehem Ish Ish Ki Tiste Ishto Umale Vomal. They're talking about the sota uchetiv, and the next pasuk over there is a pasuk three pasukim later. It says Vevi Ish Et Ishto La Kohen Vevi Et Korbano Elia Sritayfa Kemach Sorim Lo Yitzok Alav Shem Lo Yiten Alav Levona Ki Minchat Kin Otu Minchat Zikro Miskay. That's the korban, the korban for the sota. Vevi Ish Et Ishto Vechule. You see the order, it goes there, that you've got your trum and mas, you don't give it. In the end, you have to go to the sota. You're going to need them all. These things that he's got are going to be his. What does it mean? If in the end, but if he does give, what will come from all of that? So if you don't give your trum and mas, you're going to go to the coin. If you do give the trum and mas, what will happen? Sof mit asher. He'll become a wealthy guy. We quote that same pasuk we quoted early on. The pasuk they said, "V'ish et kedoshav, his holy stuff, lo yiyu, to him it will be." Ish asher yiten lekohen, lo yihye. What does it mean? Lo him, to him, lo yihye mamon harbe. So you think you're just giving away, but ultimately you will become very rich out of what you gave away. Amar Rav Huna Barbarachia Mishum Rabbi Lazar Kapar Kol Ameshatef Shem Shemayim Betzaro Koflin Lo Parnasato. This is a very interesting halacha. Rashi says, "Yeah, kol." Skip a few Rashi's there. Ameshatef sheshvayim betzaro shemavarech al ra'ah dan emet. So we saw early on, we learned that you go to mevarech al ra'ah kamo shemavarech al tova. So if you have tzar and you meshatef Hashem, you mention Hashem's name, it's booked on emet. Inam ishmevakesh rachmim from or if you ask rachamim, says Rashi, koflin lo pas the W of your parnos shdemar. Quite a pasuk of here. This pasuk of here comes from Eov. Vahaya shaddai betzarecha. If you've got Hashem in your tzoros, when you've got v'chesef to'afot lach. So basically, money will come flying to you. Rashi says, Rashon kfila to'afot yak remet agvinan, v'chafalte v'teif. Rashi says, yeah, we've got him shmot. We've got to'afot yak means in Aramaic, kofelt, it will double you. So if you have v'haya shaddai b'tzrecha, when God's in your tzoros, money will double you. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Yamar, parnasato mo'ofefet lo ketzipor. He's given another answer. He says that your parnasa, from the same play on the words, v'chesef to'afot. Says your parnasa me'ofefet lo ketzipor. Your parnasa will flap around you like a bird. You'll be full of money. Shneimar v'chesef to'afot lach. Am Rabbi Tabi, Am Rabbi Yoshia, kol amar pe'asmo midivrei Torah. If you relax yourself when it comes to divrei Torah, in other words, you don't take it seriously, ein vo koach lamod b'yom tzara. When God forbid you have Torah, you want the koach to deal with them. Shneimar. And the pasuk quoting of Yashua Mishlei, the pasuk says, Hitrav pita b'yom tzara tzar kochecha. from itrapita, the etymology of itrapita from the word that you were rafui. Rashi says here, afa mitzvah achat mashma. Rashi says, even if it's from one single word, from one single mitzvah, it says there, Rashi, itrapita midivra torah b'yom tzarat tsar kachacha, for the mitzvah achat im nechrafa mimena kashabari yadu, you had opportunity to do the mitzvah, you didn't do it, velo chash nasek, but you haven't got any koach to do it, to deal with it, tsar kocho, your koach will become weakened. So take mitzvah very seriously. Right, and the Gemara says, "V'lusha mitzvah." She never tried to become a kum. I'm Rav Safra, Rabbi Abahu, have a mishdayet. Then what is the story now? Rabbi Safra says that Rabbi Abahu used to tell the story. The story is as follows: Kesheharad Chanina ben Achay Rabbi Yehoshua leGola, Rabbi Chanina the nephew of Rabbi Yehoshua. When he went, he left Eretz Yisrael, went to the Gola. Hayam Aber Shani, he was conducting his calculations of the lunar calendar and the leap years and the leap months and doing ibur, which is a serious mitzvah. Look at Rashi, he says, "Utnan, ein ma'abridat hashanim ela biyuda." There's a special gzera katu that you can only do ibur. You can only calculate these the months and the Roshei Chodashim and the leap years and the leap months. So if you add a day or don't add a day, etc. in Yehuda. Because the pasuk dichtiv l'shechno tidrashenu kol drishot shata doresh, any detailed explanations which you have to try to understand. Lo yu ela b'shechno shlomakum, has to be in the company of Hashem. Parakam of Sanhedrin. Right, so he went down to Bavel, who was obviously a big time in Chochem, and he carried on doing his thing. He carried on doing Ibur. So Shigruach Rav Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, the Chacham in Israel, sent him visitors. Rashi says, yeah, Limchot Bedot, to go and tell him, stop doing what you're doing, to protest. And who were they? Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Uven Beno, and the grandson of Zechariah ben Kvutel. We'll see who they were in a second. Now, Kevin Shautam, so now Rabbi, this was Rabbi Shua's nephew, Chanina ben Achi, ben Achi Rabbi Shua, right? So Chanina, when Chanina saw these guys coming, right? Amar Lahem, Lamabatim, what did you come for? Amula said to him, Lilmot Rabban, we came to learn with you. He got very excited. And Ichriz Aleihem, so Rabbi Chanina, obviously he was seriously regarded in Chutz Laretz. He proclaimed, Adashim Alalu Gedolei Hadorah. These are the giants of the generation. Avotehem Shimshu Ben Amigdash. And their forefathers served in the Ben Amigdash. Kotashin, that we learned of Zechariah ben Kvutel. So yeah, this was the grandson of Zechariah ben Kvutel. We learned that Zechariah ben Kvutel Omer, Harbei Pamim Kariti Livnei Lefana B'Sefer Daniel. Now we know at Erev Yom Kippur, that they used to have Talmidei Chachamim used to sit with the Kohen Gadol and learn with him and read Tanakh with him and keep him up all night to make sure he wouldn't fall asleep and he wouldn't have a carry, etc. She was obviously one of those guys who did it. Now, suddenly, after he'd made these guys into great guys and given them real status in Chutz Laretz, he'd chil hu chanina would metamei, he'd give a psak, which was tamei, the hay metarim, and they'd argue and say, no, it's tahor. Who, osir, they would say something, he would say something, it's asur, the hay matir, and they would matir. So now Chanina gets pretty upset, yeah. So early on, he accepted them and proclaimed about how great they were. Now, he went and proclaimed, Anashim alalu shel shavim, they stam idiots, shel tohuhem, they got nothing. So Amrullah said to him, I don't know if it's them themselves or the generation, the people around him, but said to Chanina, what are you talking about? Kfar banita, you already built these guys. V'yata cholistor, you can't now smash them down. You're the one who made them and told everybody how great they are. Kfar Gidarta, you've fenced them in. You've set them up. You can't break down those fences now. They're guarded. Amar lahem. So he said to them, what's going on over here? Everything I say is mutar. I say is tahor. You say is tameh. I say is mutar. You say is asher. I say is asher. You say is mutar. Amar lo, they said to him, not this. B'nei sha'atam aber shanim v'kuvei ha'choreshim b'chu. Because you are ma'aber shanim and you are the one making Roshei Choreshim and Lipman, Tenipu, etc. It's asher. So Amar lahem, he said, what? V'alo Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, hayam aber shanim v'kovei ha'choshim b'chu. When he went to Chutz Laretz, he also carried on doing it. Look at Rashi there. V'alo Akiva ben Yosef asa ken titan b'yavamad. He was saying, Amar Rabbi Akiva, k'shi aradati l'naharda, because when I went to Bavel, l'aber shanim, I did ibu shanim b'perek batra ha'isha sh'alcha ba'ala v'zarta, the pasuk there, the gemara there, daf kuf kaf bet. So Amar lahem, I said, well, what are you talking about? You compare yourself to Rabbi Akiva. Henach Rabbi Akiva, you can't include yourself. Remove Rabbi Akiva. Shelo hiniach kamotor b'tzal. When he left Eretz Yisrael, there was nobody like him. He was the gadol, and he stayed the gadol. So Amnes Achina says to them as well, but Afani, Loenachti, Kamoti Betshel, when I left it to Israel, there's nobody there on my status either. I'm also the gadol. I said to him, Amrulo, no, 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 things have changed, my boy. Gidiim Sheenachta, the little goats that you left when you were there, Nasu Tayashim Balei Karnayim, they're now old goats with big beards and horns. Vahem Shigronu Etzacha, they're the ones they've sent us to you. Things have changed. The Gedolim now in Bavel. The Chachamulan, and this is what they said to us, Lechuv Amrulo Bishmeinu, go and tell him in our name. Im Shomea Mutav, if he stops doing this practice, all very good. Vim Lav, if not, Yebenidun, he will be in Nidu, he'll be put into Chayrim, he'll be excommunicated. V'amrulachenu shebagola, and they said to them as well, tell our fellows in the Gola. Rashi says, Yashelo Yishmuro, those that don't want to listen, right? If he says that he's turning back and they don't want to listen, right? Shem'im shom'in mutav. If they all listen, fantastic. V'im lav ya'alu lahar achia. Right? They must go onto this mountain. Right? Achia yivne mizbeach. Rashi says, yeah, and achia, Adam gadlaya v'rosh libne agola, one of the heads of the galut there, he'll build a mizbeach. Chanani yinagen b'chinor. Chanani will play his flute, or his harp. Right? His kinor. Was it a violin? Look, Rashi lived now Baba in front of this altar, and Rashi says, "Yeah, Lefisha Chananya Levi, yeah, was a Levi." Kidnam Masechet Erchin, Maaseh Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Shlach Lesei Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgre Bahafagat Latot. Amarlo Chazor Bcha, go back. Why Shata Mina Meshorim, Vani Mina Shorim? Says you're one of the singers. So obviously, it was a Levi. What must you say when you're building this bayach? Stand up and say, "Ein Lahem Chelik Bnei Israel." You people have got no Chelik in Israel. As soon as they heard this, miyad gaul kol am bechiyah, they started crying. Amru chas v'shalom, yesh tanu chelik be'elohei Yisrael. We have got a chelik. We're not prepared to do this, and they accepted it and they stopped their practices. The Gemara says, "V'chol kach lama, what was this all about? Why are they going to such a fuss to stop him doing this ibur in chutz laretz?" The Gemara says, "Mishum shneimar ki mitzvot etzedra advar Hashem Yerushalayim," because the pasuk says clearly, the pasuk in Yeshaya, ki mitzion etzedra, the Torah from Zion will go forth. The Torah, Udvarashim Yishalayim from Yishalayim, and that's the center, and all these things only happen there. Now, what it is doing in this Gemara, there are notes here which refer us to other Mefarshim, which try and tie it in. I'm not 100% sure, and I think we'll count. It's like, Bishloma, who Matayav and Matamin. Now the Gemara asks a lomdish question, what was going on over here? If you saw on the previous Amud, we said at the bottom, right, so he says there that Amar Ibn Neimar ni metame vate metar. I'm saying it's tame, you saying it's tahor. I'm saying it's asur, you saying it's mutar. So he's going the chumra chanina, and they're going the kula. So the Gemara says bishlama hu metahir ve metamin. We understand the other way around. If he had something was tahor, and then these chachamim came and said it's tame, and they went the chumra, we can understand they were being machmir. Elohu metame ve metarin, but he's saying something's tame. And they're saying that it's tahor. They're going to kula hechi havi. How can it be? Ha-tani, haven't got a brighter that says, chacham she-timei ein chaver rasha letayir. If someone's already said something's tamei, he's already gone to chumra, you can't come now and be mekil. If someone's asar, already said something's asur, ein chaver rasha letayir, you can't come now and make it mutar. So what was going on over here? The Gemara says, kesavre ki hechi delo nigru batrei. They felt it was important, so it could be connected even to what we learned about eit lasot lashem efarut ratecha. That normally you can't do these things. But yeah, they felt that in these circumstances that it was so important that people shouldn't follow him. Even if they were going to Kula, they went against this brighta and they paskened differently too. When they went into Yavneh, off the left, Yerushalayim, so Rashi says, yeah, Kerim, why was it called Kerim B'Yavneh, the vineyards of Yavneh, the vineyards, it's a shame. So Yoshvim, Shurot, Shurot, Kerim, they sat in rows like a vine. The vineyards, if you look at wine vines, they're like long rows of trees, Kerim, it says, Zeh Natur, Shurot, Shurot, planted in rows. So they sat there, the Baal Mishnah sat in rows. Ayusham, there were Gedolim who were there, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nehemiah, these are all the Tanaim, Rabbi Elezer, Benosh, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili. Now, they were giving chidushim. Patchu kulam b'chvod achsaniya v'darshu. So all of them got up and gave a drosha. And they said b'chvod achsaniya, it was in their house. Rashi says, yeah, b'chvod achsaniya machnisei orchim b'batim. So people who were hosting them, they would give stand up and give a drosha in honor of their host. That's why you sit there, a person stands up and gives a vote. So he says, "Bichvod Achsanya." He says, with a kavod of the person who's hosting me in the house. And the Gemara says like this, Patach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda started. Why Rabbi Yehuda start? So Gemara says, yeah, Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos, we learned this in Gemara in Menachot as well, that Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom B'chvod Torah. Whenever there was Rabbi Yehuda around, he was the first guy to go. He had the kavod. Medarash, and what did he say? He started off like this. He quotes a pasuk. Quotes a pasuk from Shmuel. It says, Moshe yikach et ha'oel. V'natol michus after the egel. Moshe got very upset. He took his tent and he moved it out of the machane. Harchek min ha'machane, far from the machane. V'kral lo'oel mo'ed. He called Obel. Ha'yaru kum v'kesh Hashem. Yetzel o'el mo'ed asher michus to machane. Come to him far away. Stek v'alo dream kavachomer. What's the kavachomer over here? What's the kavachomer? Uma aron Hashem shlo yam ruchak ele shneim asar mil. The aron, which was 12 mil, right? Far. How was it 12 mil? So we saw this the other day. We saw in our Gemara earlier on, we saw that on Daf Nun Dalad, I'm a bit, if you remember, we had on Daf Nun Dalad, we had the question over there with Og, that Og wanted to try and kill Am Yisrael, and he picked up a big mountain. The Gemara says on the Nun Dalad Amud Bet, it's at the just before the wide lines begin. It says, the rock that Og wanted to throw on them, Gemara Gemirle, Amar Machane Shell, Kama, how big is Machane Shell? Klater Parse. We see the three parsim. We said a parse is 8,000 amas, right, which is 4 mil. So it was three of these, which is 12 mil, right? So Israel of Ikar Torah by Tlat Pas, he picked up that big mountain, Vishdalo Vikatleu, and he went to as Akal Torah Rashi, the men we had that an ant or something came and ate into the mountain, he got a big necklace. So there we saw that the Machane was three parts with three parts, 12 mil. So he says over here, Valo Kavachomer, Umay Aron Hashem Shlo Yam Ruchak Ele Shnei Masar Mil, the whole of Machane was 12 mil. So basically the furthest you could be, I'm not even sure, at any given time, from the Aron would be 12 mil. Amrat Torah, and the Torah said by Yaakov HaKesh Hashem, he had said, Oel Moed, that you would go to the Oel Moed, and that's quite a far way to go. And that is called Bevakshe Hashem. Look at Rashi. Shnei Samil, Shlosh Parashot Machane Yisrael, Mibayt Ayesimot Ad Chever Ashtim, Rath Gork brings that source over there, we saw it as well. Amrat Torah, the Torah says, Klomar, Kiroa Katov Bevakshe Hashem. So those who wanted to go to Oel Moed, we call Bevakshe Hashem. They only had to travel basically 12 mil. So people, who travel with great distances from town to town, city to city, country to country, to go and learn yeshivas, to learn Torah, how much more so they are called Mevakshe Hashem. But, and he carries on here, Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, now that we're speaking over here, this is the continuation over here. Right, with about the Oel Moed, Hashem says to him over there, Hashem Moshe, panim panim. He says, Amar v'Yitzchak, what does it mean, panim panim? Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Because over here, how can Hashem speak to him, panim panim? We can't see Hashem's face. So what does it mean? There must be a drosh over here. So he said like this, Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Moshe, ani v'ata, naspiri panim panacha. Both of us, we talk halacha nicely, we make it pleasant, etc. He could have another answer, Kach Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Keshem sh'ani hisbar t'lach panim, just like I was conduct myself pleasantly towards you. Kach ata hezber panim Yisrael. So too you should be likewise, Am Yisrael. Ve'echzer ha'olim, come on, bring your tent back. Don't be angry with it. Look Rashi there. Kesheim shani hezbar lecha panim, kach ata hezber panim. Va'ayin dikti panim panim. Right? It says, ve'chozer ha'ol, v'shav el ha'machane. And then the pasuk says, Hashem lach, he brought the tent back. Am Rabbi Abahu, Am Alakash Baruch Hu Moshe. Achshav yomru, what they're going to say, Am Yisrael going to say, harav b'kaas. Rashi says, harav. Because Alem Yishu Mas Egel, Hashem is angry because of Mas Egel. V'talmid bekaas. Look at Rashi. V'talmid bekaas. V'gam ata. Marim kaas. You also angry. Angry. Shechakte oalechem machane. Because you moved your tent far away from them. Imata machshir oalim komo. Right. So therefore, Yisrael mati alehem. What's happened? I'm Yisrael. I'm cross. You cross. Imata machshir oalem mutab. If you move your tent back, all very good. But Hashem almost warns him, like a backhanded compliment type of warning. V'im lav, but if you don't have your tent back there, remember Yeshua ben Nun, Talmidecha, Meshoret Atech, who serves underneath you, right? Remember him. He's hanging in the background. You're going to lose the leadership to Yeshua. V'hani l'chtiv, in the end of the pasuk says, V'shavad ha'machadeh, basically it says, the Rashi there, Hashem ha'ol machadeh, took his tent back. The Rashi says over here, V'im lav, משרתך ישוע בן נון נער, לא ימיש מתוכה שישמש תחתיך. Right? And if not, then Yeshua will be the one. And Rashi says, "If even though in the end, when Hashem forgave Am Yisrael, Moshe moved his tent back, will come Mishkan, and the Mishkan was established. Lo yatzad devar levatala. This idea here of Yeshua taking over wasn't stam, because we know, and the Gemara carries on, "Amar Rava, Afa Pichen, Lo yatzad levar levatala. Shneimar u'mesharto Yeshua binun na lo yamish toch oil." Yeshua stuck around there, and in the end, we know that Yeshua took over. Or Patach Yehuda, Bichvot Torah. Now Yehuda carried on and said, Bichvot Torah v'darash, in the honor of Torah, he said, Haskeit u'shma. This is a pasuk in Dvarim. V'elei Moshe v'akonim elvim v'akol Yisrael lemor haskeit. The Gemara says, like, as well as haskeit mean? Haskat, we'll see that in a second. Haskeit means pay attention and listen. Shulah yom hazeh ni'eklam, today you became a nation. So Moshe says, v'chiyoto hayom that natural Yisrael. That day, this wasn't, this is in Dvarim over, this isn't when they became a nation, they got through that day. This is already at the end of the journey in the desert. So what's it teaching us? To learn that every day is a new day. Every day in Torah should be like you got Torah from Har Sinai on that particular day. Amar Rav Tanchum Bereid Rav Yechia Ish Kafar Akko Teidai says, be aware, Sharei Adam Kri Kriyat Shema Shereit V'Arvit. On the back of this idea that every day should be new to you, you think you get into a rote and things become just habitual, and therefore there's no gadlut. So the person can read Kriyat Shema every day in the morning and the evening, Ve'ere V'chad, one day Enoch has to read. Domeh Kamish Lo Kriyat Shema Olam, as if he's never read it ever in his life again. Now, after you understand the context there, it's out of Askaf. Askate, now the Greek word was Askate. Asu kitot kitot. Right? From has, kate, kat. Break up into little groups. Vaskutra and learn Torah. Why? Lefisha ain't Torah, niknait, ele bechabura. Because Torah isn't it on its own. You can't learn Torah on your own. A person sitting on his own, the Gemara says, mechadadin zed zed. A person as great as he is, and there are some gedolim that learn on their own, that's without a doubt. But really, when you learn with a chavuta, you're learning a shir, you're always sharpening yourself, you're always seeing different perspectives, always somebody helping you raise yourself up to higher standards. Says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Ma'ad Ichtiv, he quotes a pasuk over here. And the pasuk says, Cherev El Abadim, so the swords on those, the jokers, the V'na'alu Cherev, making V'na'alu, basically that we become, that we conduct ourselves in a foolish way, we become sinners. Al Giborei V'chanat, he says, what does it mean, Cherev El Abadim, V'na'alu Cherev? He says, Al Sonehem Shel Talmidei Chachamim. He says, Cherev is a sword. Now, Sonehem Shel Talmidei Chachamim is a euphemism. Like, we don't want to talk about Talmidei Chachamim. It's like, Tiftach Pena Satan, I suppose. We say, Al Sonehem Talmidei Chachamim. It means, actually, Talmidei Chachamim. She Yoshvim Bad Vavad Ve'oskim B'Torah. Those who sit on their own. So those who sit on their own, there's like a sword over them. Ve'lo Od Elashem Mitapshim. They make themselves foolish. Right? They become stupid. Mitapshim. There's a Likutei Rashi over here that says on the Pasuk, Shem Mosifin Tipshut. They add stupidity if you learn on your own. And we were foolish. And they were foolish. Not only were we foolish, we said this in Davni. So sitting on your own is not a good thing. Do you learn Torah? Always try and be with a chavruta, with a shir, with a group. Another makor we could learn from there is, the Gemara brings another makor for that. He says again, what is Haskeit Shema Yisrael? Make yourself into groups on Torah. Says, where do we know that in order to for Torah to really take place in you and be owned by you, you have to kill yourself. Zota Torah Adam Ki Amut Ba'Ohel. So he quotes the pasuk over there in Bamidbar, like we call about oil, we call a shebor, oh, it's mash, but they're talking about tumah, but it is the play on the words, Zotah Torah Adam Ki Yamut Boel. Not a person who dies there, but a person who kills himself for Torah, it becomes his Torah. The Baruch Her, Haskeit Ushma Yisrael, another interpretation of what it means, Haskeit, pay attention, and hear Am Yisrael, Chas, sorry, Hes, V'achar Kach Kitait, first listen, and then group. Ken Ravid, Amar Ravid, Olam Yilmod Adam Torah, V'achar Kach Yege. So he says, first the person should read, right, learn the Torah, and then you get, then Rashi says, yeah, yayen. So there's an order, hasket ushma. Imre, the Rabbi Yanai, the Siddur, the Rabbi Yanai, my dichtiv, got another pasuk over here, the pasuk of Shemishle, it says, ki mitz chalav yotzi chema. So it says, yeah, the juice of the milk will bring out bata, u mitz af yotzi dam, and the juice from your nose or from your anger will bring out blood, u mitz apayim, of your brow, you'll see riv. So that is kimitzchalav. You see chema, and mitzvah mitzidah, and mitzvah mitzidah. What does it mean? B'mata. He says, "B'mi ata motze chema shel Torah. Where do you find chema of Torah? B'mi shemeki chalav sheanak mizdei imo alea." We need Rashi here to help us understand this. Rashi is mitzchalav you see chema. A motzi et chalav shematzatz mishadei imo al divrei Torah. So if you now bring out, in other words, you repeat from the milk that you suckled from your mother's bosom on Divrei Torah, chem ahilo, it's like butter to you. In other words, it's pastorat imecha. B'misha mekicha la v'ashtav. V'mitz'af yotzei dam. It means over here, right? Kol tamid shekoes alav rabo pa'am yishonav v'shotek. If your rabbi gets angry with you once and you keep quiet, zoche lavchin ben dam tamed dam Torah. You'll be zoche to learn from him and be able to be an expert in the different types of bloods. V'mitz'afayim yotzeiriv. Kol tamid cham shekoes alav rab pa'am yishonav v'shniyav v'shotek. Your rabbi is angry with you twice and you keep quiet, you manage to overcome your anger. Zoche lavchim ben dinei mamonot dinei nefashot. Be able to even be able to be a bigger gadol and understand the differences between dinei mamonot and dinei nefashot. Right? And ditna, because we've got a Mishnah over here. We have a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah about Batra. We've all learned this. Right? It's Rabbi Shmuel Omer, harotzeh shitchakem. You want to be a real wise guy? Yasok bedinei mamonot. Look at Rashi there quickly. Ditna, shedinei mamonot amukim, and they're very, very deep. Monetary matters, we think, are very simple. We think the nefashot is difficult. But dinei mamonot between people and business dealings and monetary matters, very, very complicated. There's nothing in the Torah greater than that. And he quotes the Gresh. Like an overspringing well. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, says, im the pasuk over here, the pasuk in Mishnah, it says, ki mitzchalav, we just saw at the end, sorry, the next pasuk, also in Mishle, it says like this, im navalte bit nasei v'im zamot yad lepe. So im navalte, a naval is, let's go explain what it means. It says, kol ha-menavel atzmo al divrei Torah. If you're able to make yourself into a nothing on the divrei Torah, right, be humble, sofo lit nasei, you'll become great. V'im zamam, but if you zamam, right, so Rashi says over here, im zamot, You put like a muzzle on you. You never ask the right questions. Yad lepe. In the end, what's going to happen is when somebody asks you something, you're going to stick your head and go, good question. You're not going to know how to answer. Mishnah Pekavit says, call a baishan and ulamed, that a sharp person can't learn. And zuchama ulamed, call a damn people and everybody else. So that's the idea over here. Don't be shy. Ask the right questions. Don't be too proud. The next one to speak, even though when we listed earlier on in the order who was there, we said that we had Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Elizabeth, nonetheless Rabbi Yehuda first, and now Rabbi Nechemia, we're going to come Rabbi Yossi afterwards. Rabbi Nechemia started speaking. He said, "Bichul Asanya, v'derash, my dichtiv, right? Vayomer Shaul Lakeni." So this is over here, Shmuel in Shmuel Aleph says, "Vayomer Shaul Lakeni, lechu shur du mitoch Amaleki, get out of the Amaleki area." Kill you with them. He says, you did chesed, therefore I owe it to you. I'm warning you, get out of there. Right? If you look at the Nikutei Rashi over here, which he quotes from the Gemara Nida, he says, B'nei Yitro, right? Those are Yitro's children. Yushvi b'midbar Yehuda b'negev Arad. Shachu etzel yabetz l'mod Torah. They went to live Arad, who Amalek. Haknani Melech Arad Amalek was a king of Amalek. Shneimar Yosheva Negev. Amalek Yosheva Eretz Negev. So the Kanim, don't know how they found themselves, ended up being with Amalek and Shmuel and Shaul warned them. He says like this: Lechu Shur B'toch Amalek Pen Yosvicha. Vata Asita Chesed Kol Mishel. So what means you did Chesed? Who they? Rashi says yes, the Chesed She Echilam Shneimar V'Yavo Aaron V'Chozik Na'Yisrael Lechol Lechem. Right, because you fed them. Moshe and Aaron, they came there and they ate with Yitro. So Moshe said, "Look, Dvim Kavachomer, Umay Yitro, Shelok Yevet Moshe Elich Vodatzmor Yitro." And so to speak, he was looking out for himself. And nonetheless, he did Chesed. He said, "How much more so? Kachamareach Tamid Chacham Betoch Beito Umachilo Mashkeu Mahaneu Minachasav." If you bring a Tamid Chacham into your house and you give him food and you give him clothing and you look after him, Alachad kam v'kam, how much more so there'll be chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. Ptach Rabbi Yossi, now Rabbi Yossi speaks, b'chvod Achsanya, v'darash, and he quotes the next pasuk over here, and he says, lo t'ta'ev adomi, right, so you can't behave badly towards the Edomi, right? Not wait, no, me. Ki achichahu, because your brother. Velo tetaev mitri, and you can't behave bad towards the mitri. Ki geri tebratzo, because you were a geri in his country, in his land. That's the wildest. But Lord Kavachomer says, how much more so? My Mitzrayim shlo kirvu et Yisrael el l'torech atzman. What was Amishel's story of Mitzrayim? They wanted us as slaves. They brought us there for their own purposes. Shnei Ravim Yadat V'yesh Ba'am HaShechal. Some say, Mikneh al-Sharli, when Yosef brought his brothers there. So Pharaoh said, you know, if you've got gods, you can help me. Bring them. Kach amareach tamid chacham. How much more so? If you bring a tamichum into your house, u'machilo, mashko, ma'aneo, minachasa, v'lach l'kama v'kama. Okay, we'll end off over here.